Welcome back to Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone. Thursday night, we're almost two-thirds of the way through. Phone lines are open. Be a good time for you to jump in because we're about to have a burger debate. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So we have a list of the top burgers in each state. So they've chosen one burger from every state. I don't know how you can figure that out.
Supposedly they have a methodology in the article. It tells you what that is.
Okay. And what is that? Like they go over the best reviews of every town? I mean, what could it possibly be? What's the method?
I don't know. Do you have the article pulled up?
Of course I do. Yeah, it's right here. Well, the methodology, I'm glad you asked. The methodology that they are using for this is quite simple, Will. And I'm not stalling by scanning through all of the burgers
no,
on this page.
Not.
Hell
definitely
no.
Not.
The methodology basically is, in order to assemble our list, they started by taking a look at their annual ranking of the 101 best burgers in America, which is compiled via a survey with hundreds of burgers on a given or that are given to a panel of noted food writers, journalists, bloggers, culinary authorities from across the country to vote on. So there's a big committee here. They said, we also extensively researched beloved burger joints in big cities and small towns alike, dug through online reviews, and combed existing best of lists, both in print and online.
Oh, my God. This looks so good. All
I
these
know,
burgers.
Dude. I think that's what I'm going to have to hit this weekend. Last weekend was pizza and Chinese food we did take out. I think we're going. We talked burger last week, and we didn't do it. I don't know if I want to make them or get them because I make a pretty badass burger. I do a smoked burger on the Big Green Egg that's pretty hard to F with.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know, bro. Something about having somebody else make me a burger, though. But the thing is, though, takeout burger, it's going to lose some quality on the trip home. And I don't know if I'm ready to go to a place. If I'm going to get a burger, I might have to eat it in my car. I might have to get takeout and just eat it in the car, like – you know, maybe we'll go grab it and go out and see a sunset. Like, we like to eat in our car, you know, at the beach and watch the sunset. It's a nice scenery.
It's nice.
Yeah. We did that with takeout, what do you call it, Carrabba's, like a couple months ago. It was nice. I got a six-pack of beer, had it in the back seat.
Drinking and driving, nice.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I drank one beer, dude, okay?
God. All right.
I'm not an idiot.
Okay.
Come on. Maybe two. Not an idiot. So let's just go to Florida. I mean, I it's alphabetized. We can tell you what the best hamburger in Alaska is if you want us to, okay? It's Tommy's Burgers in Anchorage, Alaska. By the way, that thing looks amazing.
It does look so good. Dude, all these
good goddamn. 5.5-ounce patty, Cajun seasoned, Australian beef. Bacon, grilled mushrooms, onions, jalapenos, and American cheese. That's a good burger.
That's a good burger. You know what, though? You know my thing with just being plain, just like a good bacon cheeseburger.
Oh yeah, man! It doesn't have to get crazy. I don't like crazy. And you know what? The potatoes that you serve with it mean a lot to me too. Whether it's a good tater tot, which I'm a fan of.
Oh, I love tater tot.
Oh yeah.
And onion rings.
I love
onion
rings.
It's tough.
And I love French fries, but they have to be good.
I would rather have a tater tot over a French fry any day of the week.
Yeah, good tater tots hard to mess with.
Yeah.
Stein and Vine in Brandon, right? And I know a couple of those guys listen because they recognized me when I went in there a year ago. But I've been going to that place for a while. They have unbelievable, really, really good food. Really cool menu, too. Like, they do, like, a sushi burger. Like, they do all kinds of crazy food. But some of the food they have is just straight to the point, really good food. They do homemade tater tots. And they have a list of toppings you could put on them.
Oh.
So you kind of do it yourself, loaded tater tots.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things is you can get an over medium egg right on top.
Oh.
So you break into that bitch,
yeah.
And the yolk just pours down. So I get it with bacon, grilled onions, an over medium egg, jalapenos. I could really load these homemade tater tots up at Stein & Vine. So good, dude.
I just like the nacho cheese, some sour cream,
Lego.
Some chives.
Yeah, I get
bacon.
That. Yep. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to mess with.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I'll go by Sonic next to my house just for the tater tots.
They were really good. I haven't had Sonic in a long time.
Their tater tots are good.
They are good.
Like, some of their foods, eh, you know?
Yeah, I was never impressed with their burgers, but they have good, like, shakes and those shakes slushy are good. Things. Tater tots, those are always good.
Yeah, but their tater tots are good. I'll take them home and revitalize them in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
That's what's ups.
Yeah. So the Florida's number one burger is in Miami. Very, very sad. I'm not going to get COVID-19 to get this burger.
It looks like a very good burger, though.
It looks pretty good. It is a place called Michael's Genuine Food and Drink. I have actually heard of the place. I believe they were featured on one of the Food Network shows. But this
man,
thing.
And those fries look good, too. Holy moly.
They look really good. I make truffle fries at home now.
Yeah, that's what it looks like those are.
Yeah, I do. I do my own hand-cut fries that I cook in the air fryer. And I bought this truffle salt off of Amazon. It was like $15 for like 2 ounces. But it really goes a lot farther than you think it would. But I season them. And I just throw like chopped parsley and a truffle salt over the top of them after I cook them. And it's so good, Will. Mm-hmm. So good. So this Michael's, here's the best Florida burger. It is a house-smoked bacon cheddar burger with lettuce and heirloom tomato on a brioche bun served with fries and green salad. Okay, I have to edit this a little bit, okay? Lettuce, not a fan of my burger. Not necessary. Keep that off my burger. I don't want it. It's just decoration.
I think you're right. I think overall, even, you know, I got to be honest
does
with you,
it,
even,
does
even
it add
tomato,
flavor?
Even tomato can kind
of screw
tomato
can
off.
Be okay, but I don't need it either.
I don't think you need it.
I don't think
I
so.
I like maybe having some mushroom on there.
Yeah.
Maybe onion. Some onion.
Yeah.
I don't think you need lettuce and tomato.
No.
At all.
I don't want a salad. You know where you could put?
Oh, yeah.
You know where you could put where that lettuce and tomato is? Another patty.
Right.
Yeah.
They had, they were saying like with the Michael's place or the Florida burger that you can get it with the french fries that look amazing.
Yeah, they look good.
Or you can get yourself a side salad. If you're eating a burger,
you have to have
fries.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Like, if you're
indulging
in the burger.
Yeah, it makes me mad.
You got to just get the french fries.
If I was a waiter and they're like, can I get a salad instead of fries?
Silence, ho. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I love that clip.
Then I just bring them fries.
So good.
I say it to them and then they're like.
You don't say that.
Yeah, I did. I said it.
I said it already.
Mm-hmm.
Boo!
Yeah. If I'm ever going to adjust my fries, I'm going to get double fries if they're really good, wherever the place I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before at Stein & Vine. I've ordered tater tots, loaded tater tots, as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And then ordered a burger and replaced my fries with tater tots. And I remember the bartender going, you just got tater tots. You're going to do tater tots again? I go, yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
Tater tots all day, kid.
You're playing around.
Keep giving them to me. Shut your mouth, all right? I'm a fat body. I would like to hear from you guys, though. Like, tell me where your favorite burger is in the part of town that you live in. I told you where I live in Brandon, Stein & Vine has a badass burger. We have, like, 3 Five Guys in the area, so you can't go wrong with Five Guys.
Five Guys. Engine Number 9 in St. Pete is probably my favorite place in town to get a burger.
We have a Burger Monger in Brandon.
Good. Yeah,
really good.
Those two, yeah.
Can't go wrong. There's a place in Brandon on 60, kind of close to the mall, called Chicago's Best.
Mm-hmm.
Really good burgers. So, I mean, I don't know, man. You can go down the line, but we have several good joints in Brandon. Now, St. Pete, you say Engine Number 9.
Mm-hmm. There's El Cap that everybody loves in St. Pete.
Yeah.
You know, everybody loves it, so it's subjective.
Yeah.
I just find it to be just an ordinary, basic bitch burger.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing kind of separating it from the pack. It's like, and I think it's more nostalgia than anything.
Right.
There's another place, too. I can't remember where. It's on the south side, and it's got a funky, like, yard set up.
Right.
Oh, man, what is it called? Not El Cap.
Oh, you know who has an unbelievable burger? And it's a tiny little place right next to Tropicana Field?
What?
The Berg.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. No, their food is dumb. Mm-hmm. And it only seats like 10 people in the place.
Yeah, it's a tiny little
hole
in the wall.
It is ridiculous. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hello, hello. It's Big Dan from Naples. How are we tonight?
What's up, Danny? What are you doing, dude?
Man, you know, just driving around.
Yeah.
Hey, in Naples, we have a place called Brooks Burgers. It's called Gourmet Burgers. They got like a black and blue.
Okay.
Man, it's amazing.
Sounds good.
But if I'm just hitting a little fast food, I'm the Culver's guy, man. I love Culver's.
They're not bad. I had a Culver's burger a couple weeks ago. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Hey, you guys have a great night, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. You know, it's pretty good, too. Red Robin. Yum.
Yum.
Yeah. And they have the biggest trap is endless fries.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting more than two orders.
Really?
How fat? Their burgers are goddamn like a pound.
Yeah.
If you eat all the fries and a burger and then you're like, could I get more of those steak fries? They should send you to Houston to go see Dr. Now, the weight loss surgeon, right there on the spot.
I want something that's really fat that I do is instead of ketchup, I like have like sour cream or something to dip my fries in.
You know what I use at home more than anything now?
What?
It's so bad.
What?
I actually did it for dinner tonight.
What?
I had some shrimps tonight for dinner.
Yeah.
My number one condiment, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sell it in a bottle at Publix, and I have like six bottles in my pantry, and that it goes, everything is good with Chick-fil-A sauce. Everything. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, wanted to recommend a burger spot.
Please, give it to me, Daddy.
Oh, Danny's All-American.
Oh, Sefner.
Over by the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, so good. Thank you for reminding me of Danny's.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Man. And everything's named after, I think, everything's named after baseball products, I think.
Yeah, dude.
I think he's from Philly, I think. But
I'm not sure.
Man.
Yeah. Good,
but
good
burgers
call.
And his onion rings and his fries. Are prime.
Try his Cuban sandwich. He makes his own mojo pork. Really, really good.
No lie. Never had one. I always go to Brocato's when I'm over there.
Oh, yeah, man. Now you're talking all my old stomping ground, Daddy. Thanks for the call,
man.
Bro. That's awesome. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, later. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, I want to tell you about a good hamburger joint in St. Pete.
Tell me.
Chataway's.
That's the one I was thinking
of.
Chataway was the one I was thinking of. No, it's not a dine-in. They got a bunch of funky crap all over the place. They got like a little outside area. It's kind of a basic burger, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other place I was thinking of.
There's a restaurant over in Largo called Savory's on Olmerton Road.
Oh, yeah. Savory's is good.
I heard of that, too.
Yeah, they got good breakfast, too, there.
Good call, dude. All right, thanks, bro.
Later.
Yeah, man. See, I knew people would call when it comes to their favorite burgers.
I actually had it pulled up here. I had to find it. The Chataway was.
Have you been to the Hangar?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's like in the airport, that little tiny
airport
down there.
I did a comedy show in there.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, they got a cool little setup. You watch the planes take off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Apparently, there's a place called Johnny's Pizza and Restaurant.
Where?
St. Pete. 28th Street.
That sounds familiar.
I don't know how I don't have an endorsement with these guys. They have a Johnny's Giant Burger. And somebody said it's the best in town. I'm reading a review right now.
Mm.
It's a double cheeseburger, half pound. Okay. I want to know more about this Johnny's Burger. Because, you know, anybody using my name in this town needs to, they really should come through me first.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Johnny's Restaurant and Pizza.
Oh, really?
Many times.
Yeah.
It's just like a little diner
type
place, but it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, go slap one of our stickers up in there without telling them.
All right.
Maybe they'll get the point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like leaving a fish at the front door.
The breakfast is not outstanding, I will say. But I like to go there just to go sit if I don't feel like making my own breakfast because nobody's really there.
I heard the place to get breakfast in St. Pete is Jets.
Jets
Diner?
Jets.
Is that right? Am I saying it the wrong way? It's supposed to be a diner. I think it's Jet Diner. Jets Diner? Something like that?
I don't recall a Jets diner. There's Trips.
Trips? Maybe that's it.
Trips is right near my apartment.
I messed up.
I can walk there. I've been there many, many, many times.
Jets
very
Pizza.
Good.
Yeah. Trips Diner.
Trips Diner.
Yeah. It was Flacco was telling me about it.
Trips, they're known for their cheese grits.
Shrimp and grits, he said.
Yes.
Okay.
And their cheese grits are outstanding.
Oh,
really, really good. Oh, yes.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, it's calling in about the burgers.
Yeah,
burger
man.
Joints.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny's Pizza, hole-in-the-wall place on 9th Street and 9th Avenue and 28th Street.
Yeah.
Good place, though.
We were just talking about it.
And, another burger place in Allentown is Alachua. Bev's Better Burgers off of 441.
Uh-huh.
Great place.
Okay, awesome. I'm writing all this down. I might have a busy weekend.
I got to go try Johnny's Burger. Yeah. I've only been there for breakfast.
I have to bring one.
Not bad. I get a breakfast pizza, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Damn.
All right, stay fat.
You're welcome.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, who's this? Hello. You're on the radio. Cool.
Hi, you hear me?
Hey, man, what's up? Who's this?
Christian Alhardic.
Oh, cool, man. What's going on?
So this burger is out of Ohio, and concerning you're not a big fan of a lot of stuff on your burger, I don't think you'd like it. It's called the Garbage Burger.
Oh, sounds like garbage. Like they put everything on it?
Yeah. It's absolutely good, though.
Okay. I mean, I would try it. I'm fat. I mean, if it's, like, totally disgusting and they just put everything in the kitchen on it.
What is everything? Can you give me an example?
Chicken wings and cheese sticks.
No, that's in New Jersey.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I've had it. The only thing I remember off the top of my head is kind of, like, two patties, cheese, egg, guacamole. Weird but delicious. Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay, I'll try it out. I know. Thanks for the call, buddy. I'm ready. Look, I don't care about Ohio, dude. Thanks, though. Munchies 420 in Sarasota, they got the crazy stuff.
Yeah, I've been there one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just obnoxiously big, giant sandwiches. Like, you know, you get like, it's almost like that, what's that YouTube channel where they make the giant foods?
Damn it. Crap.
Damn it.
Come on. Epic meal time.
Yeah. One of their guys was on Chopped. I was watching yesterday. Mm-hmm. Whitmore and my girlfriend and I were watching it, and it was the guy that has like a really bad lisp, and it was so bad because everything he said had to have like an S sound or something in it. And I was embarrassed for him. He's like, I'm so glad I'm on Chopped right now because I'm gonna slam the competition. I'm like, he was the first one out. So I was God, you've been Chopped. It's not right, Johnny. You shouldn't make fun of people with speech impediments. Johnny B. Shaw, can I help you?
Yes, this was a recommendation for a burger joint.
Yes, I'm glad
in
you're
in Sarasota.
Yes, please tell me.
Shakespeare's.
Ooh.
The way they make those patties,
uh-huh.
They don't squeeze out the grease.
You shouldn't. Yeah, never squeeze.
And they pile that meat on the bun,
mm-hmm.
and they just have the feta cheese on it.
Mm-hmm.
They have, instead of a cherry on the pudding, it's a jalapeno on the cheese as the cheese melts, and you drizzle it a little bit with chipotle sauce.
Yeah.
And the grease from the burger gets on the bun.
Oh.
And you haven't had it?
I haven't, Daddy.
It's worth the trip.
I'm going to go now. Where at in Sarasota is it? Where is it?
It's on Osprey.
Oh,
Osprey,
my God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Is it near the island?
Good craft beer.
I want it.
It is, yep.
I want it.
Fiesta Key and Osprey.
I know where you're talking. Okay, thank you.
Inch and a half thickness.
Oh, I like it thick.
All right.
Hey, call me.
All right. All right. Enough.